I want to check on one thing that's true, which is quite important. Have you been able to get over the battleship?
You won't be back. I keep checking. His girl says the minute he gets back, he'll have a call. I don't check. I can check for what it's done.
Yeah.
But he is still in Greece. Probably. Next week or
it's very much in his interest. It's very much ours for this reason that he raised money for Lynn Hall, you see, for some of these things. Happens to him.
For Lynn Hall?
I'm sorry, but I said Lynn Hall. It's Fred Flipper, John Mitchell. And when he came in and talked to me, you know, he came in and talked to me about this hall. He wants to just have her back.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the 7th of March, on that occasion, I thank you for raising money. I didn't discuss the, you know, what the hell.
I didn't even work for 7 months on other projects. So you're right.
Well,
I know.
I was just thinking that he went so much money that he could say things about, I know you're raising money for one of them, so people's so busy. I didn't really know that he was. Curious thing about this, I didn't know what I was saying fundraising at all. And it's not their point. But everyone didn't tell me either to come up about their activities, you know, in the summer, which were perfectly proper, it was no problem at all. If they raised something for the defense currencies. And the transfer of the money from here over to the committee. That was not told to me either. I didn't get that till my until March. I just want to be damn sure that Pappas, if he's a designated implicated in this damn thing, see. And of course, I don't want to have anything indicating that I was thanking him for raising money for acquiring defense. I think he's smart enough to know that, but you know, you just never know it.
Well, I think he is too, but the minute he arrives back, it's even safe for me to talk on the phone, I think.
No, don't talk on the phone.
I'll call his girl again today. They said that as soon as he gets back in the country for that.
No, it's a personal thing. See, what they could do to him is to say, well, now, Mr. Pappas, you raised this money. The defense and ask you to discuss it with your lawyer and ask him right again. Mitchell has been having him raise some money for a long time. The point is that Kalmbach operation in the summer that he couldn't just, you know, write it again that he'll get raised more.
He didn't have anybody left to hit the car.
But then apparently they got Pappas in the act. When I say they did, I mean it was a mention to at least that's what I just reported if I need you. I think it's true. I think we got it.
I think you got some several books.
I think Mitchell or somebody called on here and said Pappas has been very helpful. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. You know what I mean? I didn't. You know, I never go behind these things. I saw something. But the day he came in, he said, sure, thank you for his fundraising activities and so forth. I thank you. But you know, we went through this whole period of your well known roads and good God Almighty. If I had ever known about this guy thing, I would have blown it right out of the water. It's so stupid.
This isn't unbelievable.
But, this is one of those things.
They got taken in by some wild birds.
I did. A whole bunch of work in the bank, girls.
So they
unbelievable.
Well, Lydia and are two way, way out guys.
They're crazy.
Crazy guys that.
They did the scheme, then after that, then they had to
see like
the problem. The money was great. What the people are getting caught into it.
Yeah.
It's not through that, but the fact that they took care of their attorney's fees and other things backwards. And it's implied that the first
well, and everybody who worked over there, even at the janitor, things to want to get on the...
Sand.
Sand, huh? But with the money they raised, we could run 29 as our other campaign. And I'm beautifully with them, it's just ridiculous. Well, first, because you don't pay people that much to work in the campaign. They work harder if they're really driving something they care about instead of paying. Everybody, without a line, almost pays too much. Part of the campaign is feeling that you're giving, that you're doing something, But that's the honest behind it.
So, just a tragedy always grows. Somebody nice. Take a Kalmbach. He's a very nice man. Works his tail off and everything. He was never overly bright. We know that. We have incidents too. But that's not his fault. But he raised money. Raised for more, by the buckets. They pulled him into the thing because he raised the money.
His big problem, he's going to have to be banned. He's been lost by about 7 or 8 floors, or 7 floors, and she's just going to be in the business. That's what makes it for all of her thoughts.
No, well, that's... I just want to get thrown in jail. That's why I'm not the thing I'm concerned about with these guys.
I know, that's what keeps
you saying. You think, because they're not bad members.
No.
Good God, they're not like the Teddy Kennedy on there.
I saw last night, I haven't gone out for a long time, and I saw that I started seeing pieces where Republicans were afraid to go out. I was afraid to go out, I had nothing to do. So I went out because I'll be damned if I'm going to look like this.
Yeah. Oh, well, Christ. Anyway, it's the thing about me, I've been on every week for excitement and dinners and so forth.
There were a lot of Republicans who heard that he thinks next week is the week to get up and really lash out. Brutal, awful treatment he's ever seen in his life. And he's got a really young wife who really is that.
Yeah, is that right?
Oh, yeah, she's.
Oh, yes, I am.
He's that new man.
Yeah, he wears his fancy ties.
Well, he's alive. He's alive.
Isn't that nice?
It really is. I'm glad to think that he was so sad looking there. He was so lonely. But she has done most of his life.
He has a problem. that's as far as he's concerned. They are going to have a very difficult problem arousing and convincing anybody on this case because of that circus in the hill.
Yeah, except he and Mario for the Vesco case.
Well, the Vesco one is another one. There's just hope, I just hope that they can get out of that.
Oh, this circus up on the hill.
It's destroying the rights of anybody. They've convicted all these men already.
And the hearsay and
the... Losing the president.
You know, if we had only, now they haven't really, if we had only one guy who wasn't running through his vice president or president or talking up there with some backbone, who would each time a witness finished say, now you understand that's hearsay. Because the great public does not understand the difference between hearsay and...
Well, the news summary, I'm not sure. They play this that true hearsay, they start second, third hand reports.
Yeah.
Berlin was doing 38 pages of insinuates that RN had prior knowledge of wiring attacks. Led CBS was sure reporting that on Magruder's claim that Strawn had told him that Nixon wanted the surveillance carried out.
And I think John's a lawyer and writer than that. John also said in one of his things that Magruder told him that Liddy was told him like he was going to kill him. Well, frankly, if he killed him before he ever got his job over there, we'd all be better off. That's hearsay.
That's civil suit, but I guess they have to figure everything out.
I don't understand that attorney's doing all that. The smartest person they've had on the stand yet was Liddy's secretary yesterday.
How was she?
Yes, sir. I do not remember that. No, sir, I do not remember the contents of that memo. Yes, sir. No, sir. These other bees they got, they had some jackass who was the...
Research.
Yeah. He just talked on and on like he'd taken a pill, a talking pill.
Who's he heard for? He was
Magruder's assistant. And then after McGregor came, I guess he was his. Anyway, they have none of them about campaigning. That's the big thing. It's like a damn kid.
The name McGregor Rose would have checked those thoughts. I couldn't.
He was
over the committee. Huh? But you mean he was
McGregor
supposed
to control that
committee?
I know. McGregor had controlled that committee before. He
was
been there.
He'd been there,
you know, a year and a half or more.
He was so facile that he was in control of it.
He was.
I guess what happened is that he convinced McGregor to say, oh, well, it's nobody else's fault.
Before he ever came back here, he was involved in that crooked business of some cosmetic company that was crooked and stuff out there. He was a slippery little guy. And I'm sure he's convinced. I mean, he looked like a little boy. He looked like a little lion.
I want you to get the call on this batch thing.
I'll call against him. Mark's called for him yesterday. I'm sure they said maybe early next week. If I could think of a way to code the message, gee, everybody reads everything.
Yeah.
I'm afraid he doesn't.
That's right.
Talking in his sleep sometimes. Talking doorway.
Well, you understand. He's been in and out of here so much that they're reading.
Yeah, but he hasn't been through. Oh, there's no problem for me to see him.
I saw him March
7th. Yeah. But my point is that I've got to see him. I can fly up to New York with me.
Yeah.
No problem for that matter. I just need to get him back here, and he may well be avoiding coming back. Of course, they just had this new, he may be in, you know, in that government deal there, too. I don't know.
Maybe that's it. If it is, I hope your crazy stays over there. I don't want to get him involved in this thing.
See, he may stay over there. Everything's gone for him. You realize the brother that ran his company died during this time. In the period he was raising money, because he spent almost the last year and a half of the campaign. I mean, the first raising money for the campaign, maybe later the other, but he worked night and day over there.
That's all I have to
tell you. And he doesn't make money.
That's all that needs to be told is what I told you the other day. When he came in, it was a brief call about Henry Custer, the ambassadors, and the president thanked him for all of his glorious
work. All his work in the campaign?
That's right. Did you discuss Watergate, Mr. Tyler? No.
Well, I'm not being taken. Maybe I'll show over to the doctor. look more handsome on television than he is because of his size. He looks big sitting there, you know, tall. And he is apparently the idol of the soap opera people who watch. And I think he has been the running for vice president on this trend. Because I talked to our friend who also would have liked to say hello.
He isn't going to do it by running on the president. Well, he isn't doing that.
He hasn't run,
but
I keep saying that to our friend, the closer you get to Texas Park, we're trying to get some damn back phone. I keep repeating if this is hearsay. He does it occasionally, but not often. Our friend wanted to come in and see you. I told him the other day it was too crowded.
Oh, he wanted to come in?
He just wants to say hello.
Oh, sure. Bring him in. Delighted. I told you that for a month.
I know.